USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
It's Easter Monday, which means the annual Easter egg roll on the south lawn of the White House, President Trump welcoming everyone before the race begins.
Welcome to the 2019 White House Easter egg roll. This is 141 years that we've been doing this. I don't remember the first one.
If you are ever interested in taking part in that Easter egg roll, it's a lottery system, so you put your name in the hat, and then they get in touch with you if you're one of the lucky ones selected. Oil prices are rising after Secretary of State Mike Pompeo announced the nations who import oil from Iran will not be exempt from U.S. sanctions. Benchmark crude in the U.S. and internationally jumped about 3% since the announcement. The move from the Trump administration could wipe roughly 1 million barrels off the market per day. And today is Earth Day, and you're listening to USA Radio News.
With Amazon Music, a voice is all you need.
Won't you stop your crying? I know that you're trying. Everything's gonna be okay.
Alexa, play Maren Morris.
Okay.
Get unlimited access to over 50 million songs. Download the Amazon Music app today.
The best sleep of my life has been since I got a MyPillow and since I got my Giza Dream sheets. I have to tell you, I've slept in some great hotels in my time, but nothing like these Giza Dreams sheets. Now go to MyPillow.com, click on the Giza Dreams Sheets Special. You'll find out all about them and use my promo code USA to get 30% off and free shipping. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the Giza Dreams Sheets Special, use my promo code USA.
Secretary of State Mike Pompeo has issued a statement of condemnation in reference to the attacks in Sri Lanka on Easter Sunday. USA Radio Network's John Clemens reports.
In a release from the U.S. State Department, Mr. Pompeo declared, "Attacks on innocent people gathering in a place of worship or enjoying a holiday meal are affronts to the universal values and freedoms that we hold dear and demonstrate yet again the brutal nature of radical terrorists whose sole aim is to threaten peace and security." He also confirmed that several U.S. citizens were among those killed.
The Supreme Court has agreed to take up a set of high-profile cases involving gay rights and the rights of transgender people in the workplace. The justices announced that they will consider whether existing federal law banning employment-related sex discrimination also prohibits discriminating against individuals on the basis of sexual orientation or because they're transgender. This is USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
Two TV shows from the 70s will be performed live on stage for one night only. USA Radio Network's Wendy King takes us back in time.
From Television City in Hollywood.
Boy, the way Glenn Miller played.
Songs that made my hit parade.
Jimmy Kimmel will be hosting a new TV special honoring All in the Family and the Jeffersons. ABC announced a press release saying the 51-year-old television personality will present a tribute to the classic Norman Lear series. Live in front of a studio audience, Norman Lear's All in the Family and the Jeffersons. The tribute will recreate an original episode from both All in the Family and the Jeffersons. Woody Harrelson and Marissa Tomei will play Archie and Edith Bunker in All in the Family. And Jamie Foxx and Wanda Sykes will play George and Wheezy Jefferson in The Jeffersons. All in the Family ran for 9 seasons during the 70s, and The Jeffersons ran for 11 on CBS. The live 90-minute special will air May 22nd on ABC. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.
And finally, it was back on this date in 2004 when Pat Tillman, who gave up his pro football career to enlist in the U.S. Army after the terrorist attacks on 9/11, was killed in friendly fire in Afghanistan. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.